We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Frank Gore for a reason. Very competitive man. You know, comes up to Dave's and Bobby and explains, you know, what he sees as he's running and what calls he feels comfortable with. And, you know, he did a good job of really finding some holes today. And our offensive line did a really good job of creating some plays out of there. But, you know, he's one of those guys that you give him the ball, he's going to do whatever he can to get yards.
How encouraging is it to see a young guy like that come back and make a play for you like he did?
It's huge. It's huge. Especially for, you know, him being so young. And I think it's a weird stat, but hadn't cut a touchdown pass since his junior year of high school. So for him to find the end zone and to be doing this and making plays for us, you know, especially in crunch time, you love to see that. You know, that tight end group is very well coached. They got a great mentor in Lee Smith there, and they're doing things the right way.
You guys dominated so much this game, except for on the scoreboard. And then just sort of walk us through what it's like taking the field down 17-14 with less than 5 minutes to go.
Yeah, obviously we understand that we left a lot of things out in the field, a couple turnovers here and there. There's one that I can't do, you know, allowed them to get some momentum, get back in the game. But our team's resilient. You know, our defense played a heck of a game again. They're going to go out there and put forth their best effort every game. You know, we know that. And then we got to come out there and we got to take care of business when we have to. You know, when we get down to, you know, the red zone area, we got to finish. But, you know, like your point, coming out after the, you know, getting down 14-17, you know, with a few minutes left there, we just wanted to trust each other, rely on each other, go out there and just kind of stay calm, stay relaxed. Like I said, I've said this over and over, Coach McDermott does a great job of teaching us situational football. So there's no situation we don't feel like we can handle as a team, as a unit. So we went out there and we did our part, and then the defense got up there and they did their part, and that's how you win football games.
Second game in a row in the third quarter, the offense sort of lost its swagger. What happened?
We had to make better adjustments at halftime. We had to come out with some more juice there. You know, at halftime, I think it was 14-0, right? So we got to understand that the game's not over at that point. We got to do a better job of finishing. You know, there's a lot of things to learn from, especially in that third quarter. A couple missed throws here and there. Like I said, the interception happened. It's something that it just can't happen. So a lot of things to learn from. At the end of the day, you know, we got the job done, and I'm super proud of our guys for, you know, how resilient they were today and how we fought back and, you know, how we played till the final whistle.
You guys, I thought you showed a lot of confidence in the way you played the game today. Was the interception almost a product of that?
No. It's just one of those things where I was trying to do the right thing. I was trying to throw the ball away. Wasn't trying to get an intentional grounding. And just one of those plays last split second where, you know, I made a bad decision. So it's something that'll be fixed. It'll be taken care of. I know, you know, it's happened a couple times, but it's just one of those things that it's got to be put through my head. It can't happen. And, you know, I'm moving on from it. I've learned from it. And I can truly say that. And it's not going to happen again.
Speaking of that intentional grounding earlier, knock you guys out of field goal range, did you just fail to get it back to the line of scrimmage? Or what was
I guess that's what they said. You know, the refs have their job to do, and, you know, they do it well. So, I don't know.
Did you just build off that confidence, or did it kind of?
Just going with the flow of the game. You know, converted on some crucial third downs there. We were able to move the ball. You know, we had 400 plus yards of offense and ran the ball really well today. But at the end of the day, you know, the scoreboard tells a different story. So we got a lot of things to work on, a lot of things to learn from. You know, we obviously know that we're moving on from this game, but we got to learn from some of these things and transfer it and, you know, apply it on the field.
Is it fair to say the next step, maybe one of them for you guys, is to be able to put teams away when you have the opportunity?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that's a tell of a good team, too. They go out there, and when a team knows you're going to run the ball, you can still run the ball. When they know you're going to pass, you can still pass the ball. So, you know, every game presents a different challenge. Today, you know, we had some adversity, and every game you're going to handle that, or you're going to have adversity, and you got to find a way to handle that. So, like I said, we've been really well coached there in situational football. Our guys have been doing a really good job of going out there and executing, and you know, as a product, we're 3-0.
It seems like you're using your mobility to buy more time to find a receiver downfield as opposed to maybe taking off like you did last season. Do you think that that's fair? And if so, is that a conscious decision? Is it something you work on?
Absolutely. It's just one of those things, it just kind of happens during the flow of the game. If I feel like there's a rusher and trying to evade him and trying to keep my eyes downfield, because that's when, you know, if they bring somebody else, you know, it's one less person in coverage. So just being able to trust our guys, go out there, make some plays, find openings. I think we did that tonight for the most part. And, you know, like I said, I got to be doing a better job of taking care of the football, not putting it in harm's way. And, you know, they're just continuing things to learn from and, move on from it.
Josh, you did a little bit of everything today on offense. How much fun is it playing in a Brian Daboll offense, just knowing that on any given play, I mean, you guys could do anything? I mean, even Dawson got a carry today.
Yeah. Coach Daboll, he's very innovative with how he thinks. You know, he loves watching other games and, having new ideas being brought to him, you know, whether it's by myself or somebody else in the offense. He's not one of those guys where it's my plays and my plays only. He wants to find the best plays as possible for us. And understanding our personnel and what our guys do well. So he's trying to put us in the best situation possible. And I really appreciate how he coaches his team. He's very respected by a lot of every single one of our guys, just kind of how he handles situations, his mantra, how he talks to guys. He's super competitive, and I think guys really, gravitate towards that. So, I love him, and I appreciate what he does for me and, how he talks to me and how we, have developed our relationship over the past year and a half and how it's going to continue to develop.
Josh, I realize you just got through with this game, but how much does the margin for error diminish looking forward next week?
We really haven't obviously dove into it, but, obviously the Patriots are very well coached. They got a guy over there that plays quarterback pretty well, number 12, if not the greatest quarterback of all time. So, we understand there's a tall task, but at the same time, we're going to try to stick to what we do, learn from this game, make adjustments and go out and try to put our best foot forward next week.
How much did you feel the crowd today?
Oh, it was awesome. Bills Mafia was very supportive today. I think a lot of our new guys especially got to really experience what it was really like. And we're going to need it next week too. So I really appreciate Bills Mafia.
You had some more guys on your drives late in games, either to take the lead or extend the lead. Do you feel differently in those circumstances now? Do you feel like consciously you play any differently when it's every play, obviously, like this one is crucial?
It's just understanding that it's do or die, basically. Understanding we needed a score that was a 3 points or a touchdown. Just trying to be as smart as possible with the football, making the plays, trusting the five in front of me and the four or five outside. So, we did a good job of making some plays today. Like I said, Dawson had one of those plays that really lights it up for us in a 2-minute situation there, and Frank got it in. So I'm really proud of how we performed today.
Did you see the play where Frank Pepper?
I did not, no. John Feliciano, you're saying? I do not know. I think it was early in the game, though. I'm praying for him. I talked to him after the game, and, hopefully everything's fine. But still praying for him. Obviously, he's a big part of our five up front. He sets the tone for us, and he's one of those guys that you'd love to go to war with.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.